Shalom, everybody. In the very first pasuk of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem tells Avraham to leave his hometown, his homeland, and his family, and to head to Eretz Canaan. And then, in the very next pasuk, in Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Beis, Hashem begins a list of brachos and promises that he makes to Avraham. And the first one is, Ve'e'escha legoy gadol, v'avarechecha v'agadla shemecha v'heyeh bracha. Hashem says to Avraham, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great. And then Hashem says, V'heyei bracha. What does that mean, V'heyei bracha? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, offers two explanations as to what V'heyei bracha means. The second explanation, says Rashi, based on the Gemara in Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, is that in the beginning of our Shmon Esrei, we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, but V'heyei bracha, you Avraham, the bracha will end in your name. We conclude that bracha with Magen Avraham. That's Rashi's second explanation of V'heyei bracha. But Rashi's first explanation, based on the Medrash, is HaBerachos Nesunos B'yadcha. From now on, says Hashem, you can bless whomever you like. V'heyei bracha, you may bless anyone you like. That's Rashi. Excuse me. However, this second explanation of Rashi does not seem to fit in with the words V'heyei bracha. Those words are a command. You shall be a blessing. You are a command. You are commanded to bless. So I saw this question asked in the Sefer Iturei Torah written by Aaron Yaakov Greenberg. It's in Sefer Breishis on page 88, and he says the following beautiful idea. If a person were very wealthy, for example, and kept their wealth to themselves, they didn't give tzedakah or anything like that, that is what Shlomo HaMelech says in Kohelet, in Perek Hey Pasuk Yud Beis, Yesh Ra'a Chola Ra'isi Tachas HaShamesh. Excuse me, there is a dangerous evil, says Shlomo HaMelech, which I have seen. And what is that, says Shlomo? Osher, shamur liv alav l'ra'aso, riches kept by the owner to his detriment, to his evil. And Shlomo continues and says that that person's wealth will be lost. Wealth is meant to be shared, to be spread, not osher shamur levalav. It's not supposed to be hoarded, not supposed to be amassed just for one's own personal gain. There's nothing wrong with benefiting from your wealth, but part of it must be shared, of course. That is true about financial wealth. Please forgive me. That is true about financial wealth. But it's also true about all sorts of wealth and all sorts of gifts from Hashem. Whatever Hashem blesses you with, talents, wisdom, Torah knowledge, whatever it is given to you to be shared, not to be hoarded. And in that way, by sharing what you have with others, you fulfill v'halachta bidrachav, you act the way Hashem acts. Hashem showers us with His gifts, and He expects us to do the same with others from the gifts that He gives us. And that is the command that Hashem gives to Avraham in our pasuk. Hashem says to Avraham, go to Eretz Canaan, and there, Ve'escha legoy gadol, I will make you into a great nation. Vavarechecha, I will bless you. Vagadla shemecha, I will make your name great. And then Hashem commands Avraham, with all of the blessings that I give you, V'heyei bracha, you must bless others. Take the physical gifts that I give you. Take the spiritual gifts that I give you and share them. V'heyei bracha, you must turn them into a blessing for others. And as we know, that's exactly what Avram does everywhere he goes. That is exactly who Avram was. The Mita that he represents is chesed, loving kindness. And that's exactly what V'heyei bracha means. Take what you have and share it. Everything we know about Avraham is V'heyei bracha. Everything we know about Avraham is chesed, sharing his wealth with others, sharing his army with others. He uses it to save Lot, sharing his knowledge of Hashem and monotheism with others, etc., etc. That's exactly who Avram is, and that is exactly who Hashem commands us to be as well. Every single one of us has gifts in one form or another, and we too hear the command from Hashem, v'heyei bracha. We too must use our gifts, financial, spiritual, social, intellectual, whatever they are. We must use them and turn them into blessings for others. Have an amazing day, everyone.